Okay, Clara, picture this. You walk into a car dealership. You buy the car. It's yours. But the dealer tells you, "Hey, you're actually not allowed to drive this off the lot unless I'm in the passenger seat holding the steering wheel forever."
That sounds like a nightmare. Also, I think that's technically kidnapping.
It's a hostage situation, but according to the guy we're discussing today, that is exactly how organized religion operates. We are looking at a spicy take from a Filipino thinker named Ninox Antolihao. And his thesis is basically the church needs you way more than you need the church.
It is a bold claim. He argues that religious institutions have effectively created a dependency model. They convince you that you're spiritually helpless, so you'll keep coming back to them for the cure. It's supply and demand, but they're artificially suppressing the supply.
It's the ultimate subscription service. You can never unsubscribe because they tell you your soul will crash if you do.
Right. And Anatoly Hau's writing, which by the way he describes as reflections to awaken the heart, centers on this idea that the power dynamic is backward. He says, quote, "That is how they survive. They draw their power from the people. If everyone suddenly realized they were spiritually self-sufficient, the hierarchy collapses overnight."
He drops a pretty heavy name to back this up, too. He goes straight to the big J, Jesus.
He does. He cites the famous line from the Gospel of Luke, "The kingdom of God is within you." And Miles, I did a deep dive on this verse, Luke 17:21, because it is essentially the theological equivalent of a hand grenade.
A holy hand grenade?
Exactly. So historically, this verse has scared the living daylights out of institutional authorities. If the kingdom is inside you don't need a priest, a temple, or a tithe to access it. You just need to look inward.
So why don't we hear that part as much? I feel like I hear a lot about rules and attendance and less about the magic is inside you part.
Well, there's actually a translation war about it. The original Greek can be translated as within you or among you. The Pharisees, the religious leaders of the time, asked Jesus when the kingdom was coming, and if he said among you, he might have meant, "I'm standing right here, guys." But if he meant within you, which is the interpretation Leo Tolstoy championed,
Wait, Tolstoy? The War and Peace guy?
the very same. He wrote a nonfiction book literally titled The Kingdom of God is Within You. He argued that because God is inside us, any external authority, governments, churches, armies is unnecessary and actually anti-Christian. It was so radical, it got banned in Russia, but it ended up influencing Gandhi.
Okay, so Ninox is in good company with Tolstoy. But here's the kicker from me. Ninox says the hardest part isn't that people can't see this truth, it's that they don't want to. He writes, "People only believe what aligns with their own desires."
And that is where we leave theology and enter psychology. He's describing a concept called motivated reasoning. It's the tendency to process information in a way that suits our goals or emotional needs.
So my goal is to feel safe and have someone tell me I'm a good person every Sunday.
Precisely. True spiritual growth, what Antolihao calls truly knowing yourself, is incredibly hard work. It requires facing your own shadow. It's exhausting. It is much easier, cognitively speaking, to outsource that labor to an institution. You pay your dues, you sit in the pew, you get the saved stamp on your hand, and you go home.
It's like paying for a gym membership, but never actually lifting a weight, just hanging out in the lobby drinking a smoothie. You feel like you worked out.
That is a perfect analogy. And speaking of smoothies and lobbies, we should talk about who Ninox Antolihao actually is. He's not a monk on a mountain. He's a guy in Leyte, Philippines, running a restaurant called Stone Grill.
I looked this place up. It's got live music, seafood, that Sutukil style dining. It seems like a community hub.
And that context matters. He says food and spirit share the same essence. Both nourish, both gather. It's fascinating because in a restaurant, you are literally serving people what they need to survive. You aren't telling them they're nothing without you. You're feeding them.
Right. If you're a chef, You want people to enjoy the meal, not worship the menu. Ninox uses that analogy in the text. He says, if the treasure is in your pocket, you don't need to pay someone for a map.
And yet, historically, the map sellers have fought dirty to keep business booming. Look at the Gnostics in the second century. They were early Christians who were all about personal, secret knowledge, gnosis. They believed the divine spark was within.
Let me guess, the official church loved them?
They crushed them, labeled them heretics, and burned their books. Because if salvation is personal and internal, the hierarchy loses control. Ninox is tapping into a tension that has existed for 2,000 years.
It's wild to think about. We're terrified of the freedom of not needing the institution. We'd rather have the chains because they feel like a safety belt.
It's the comfort of the known versus the terror of the unknown. But Anatoly Howe's point is that as long as we choose comfort, we stay stuck, preventing spiritual maturity.
Well, if you want to chew on some steak and some serious philosophy, apparently late is the place to be. If this conversation sparks something inside you, maybe your own little internal kingdom, send this episode to a friend who needs to hear it.